Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Test. Testing 1, 2, 3. Okay, man, we're ready. Okay, we started. It's our pre-show for Thursday, the 27th. Bud, the trash has to go out.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. So here we are, man. Went into town today. I had lunch with Derek Waters, the great creator and executive producer of Drunk History. He's the great guy. I like Derek because he's unique, but he's also like a regular guy. I don't have to talk fucking business with him. We talk about, you know, life, man. And we had lunch at Musso and Frank's, which is such a great old Hollywood place. It's old school every way you look at it, man. The woman behind the cash register, you know, is like she was there 40 years. And the bar, you know, the dudes in the red waistcoat, and, you know, it's like right out of fucking the Shining, not The Shining, but, you know, kind of old schooly. And then they have lots of old movie posters. They don't have movie posters like in a tourist joint, though. They just have some stuff in the hallway leading to the car, you know, to the parking lot and the men's room and shit like that. But the main dining room, there's two dining rooms, one of which has the bar in it. And then the first dining room you walk into is just a dining room. There's no bar. It's like more for lunch, it looks like. But anyway, they have Christ Almighty, what I love to get drunk on. And when I first got back to California back in the late 70s, I used to go, I hung out with this actress that I met at a acting class. And I remember her name, Addie Hirschfeld. She's a really cute chick. And she was about probably 6-7 years younger than me. We were both in this acting class. And she lived in Hollywood. I was living in Pasadena because I sort of lived, you know, where I grew up. I'm trying to think when I met her, man. I wasn't in California much longer than like a year or so, I think. Maybe 1980. And she had come to California and was looking to be an actress. And I think her trip to California was supported by her family, you know. But anyway, I met her, and she's the one that turned me on to Musso and Frank's. And I'm like, wow, you know. So we went to this place, and the bar, as I remember, was in the back of the room. Maybe they've moved it since. I don't know. But they served there a drink that I took to immediately. I thought it was fantastic. It was a Pimm's called Pimm's Cup Number 3 ginger ale and a quarter of a cucumber. Goofy shit like that. You know, I mean, they're known for a lot of different drinks. But this one, I never had this stuff before, Pimm's Cup. I wound up buying this stuff and drinking this stuff, this Pimm's Cup, for years. In fact, I still buy it on occasion. It's a great, you know, it's a great Christmas drink. It's a great holiday. You know, one of those kind of goofy holiday drinks? Yeah. I drink that and ginger ale, man. But now I drink, the only ginger I drink is ginger beer, and I drink tequila, and I have a problem. All right. No. So that's what we did. If you watch the movie Ed Wood, there's a really cool scene in it. Remember, we were talking about, or they were, you know, the general and RC was talking about Ed Wood. There's a scene in Ed Wood, and I don't know if this actually happened or not, but Ed Wood goes into Musso and Frank's in the movie and talks to Orson Welles, actually sits down and has a conversation with Orson Welles, played by Vince D'Onofrio, who's just one of the greatest fucking actors going. Vince D'Onofrio, if you want, he was in Full Metal Jacket. The first time I saw him in Full Metal Jacket, he played Gomer Pyle, the young recruit who's driven into a homicidal rage by, Gunny, played by our good friend Arlie Ermey. And then Vince D'Onofrio was in, The Player, a trimmed down Vincent D'Onofrio plays the writer in The Player, David Kahane, who gets killed by, he gets murdered by a producer. I mean, that movie has so much dark fucking humor in it. It is kind of funny. This writer, a guy who's got nothing but ideas, is murdered by a producer who has no fucking ideas and is looking all over the place for ideas and doesn't want to be humiliated by some writer who's more creative than him. So he winds up driving to Pasadena, meeting this guy for drinks, gets pissed off at him, and beats him to death. Anyway, that was Vincent D'Onofrio. He was also in a movie called, was he in that goddamn, that fucking head thing with, what's her name, Jennifer Lopez? What the fuck was the name of that flick? A lot of stuff, man. He's currently on TV, right? Isn't he playing a detective of some kind? Yeah. But, dude, man, he's Orson Welles in this flick. And I do a little bit of an Orson Welles impression, only because I listened to that outtake reel that I have so many fucking times. And what the hell is a gunk from outside? You know, you can kind of picture yourself. I can picture myself weighing 300 pounds, no problem. Because I did weigh 300 pounds at one time. So that was fun. And then I got in the car and I drove home. So how about that? Then I got in the car, and I drove home. I was going to have dinner over at Maria's. And I said, and she said, no, man, it's too much going on, man. I said, yeah, you know, so I just got back and I took a nap, man, because I was fucking dead tired. Goddamn thunder. Waking my ass up again, man. But it's all good. And Derek and I talked about Nancy Lenihan, who was in that pilot with me. Nancy's a veteran actress, and apparently she'd worked with Derek on something. So we wound up talking about her, and then she's a great, great lady and really, really great professional. Okay, so all of that stuff having been said, well, here we are on our show. And today we're going to go back to 99. We've got a Harvey Weinman thing from our early days of syndication. And people probably are asking themselves, why don't you play some of the stuff from the non-syndication days, like the Miami stuff, the early LA stuff? We will. But right now I'm really trying to get my money's worth in terms of spotlighting, right? I want to spotlight our national days, because what we're doing is we're adding promotional. We're actually adding the log of our classic BSP now. I'm promoting that publicly. I used to just put it into the show log for the BSPs. I'm putting it now into the show log that I promote, because I want people to see, who are non-subscribers, what we have. Just from the national show, and we'll start to bring clips up from, you know, from our days just locally in Miami and Los Angeles. Okay, today's show is from November 99. It's Harvey Weinman talking about how my show, because it's from the early days of syndication, how the show's not being successfully received, you know. Every day is a winding road. I get a little bit closer. Maybe I gotta do this.
Hello. Hi.
I gotta do something with this phone. I don't know what this is. I got a noisy line. I think it's the phone. It better be the goddamn phone. It better not be the goddamn phone line, or I'm gonna be one pissed off son of a bitch. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me see. Where's the VU? Testing 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hey. There's the kid there. All right, so. Every now and again, I hear the phone making a noise like.